This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The conventional wisdom story coming out of San Francisco the past, decade maybe, has been all about tech and the boom, all sunshine and light. But you read beyond those stories, and there are things happening that aren't so good. Lousy traffic is one, the high cost of housing is another. Worse, though, homelessness, which has dogged San Francisco for decades. The city, though, does have a new plan. Sam Harnett has the story.
So that's a bed and then and a couch.
Reina Nonag is showing me her new home. It's the first one she's had in a long time.
My closet you don't want to look at because it's so messy.
It's a small room at the Henry, an old single-room occupancy hotel that's in a rough patch near downtown. The city is leasing it to house the homeless. Nonag has been without a place to call home for 6 years. Near the end, she was being physically abused by a man she thought was her friend. She had to get off the street.
That's it. I was, like, determined because I was tired. You know, like, this foot said, I'm tired. This one said, me too. You know, so it's like, I'm sorry to get sent to the bus. It's just a blessing, you know, that I did this far.
Nona got the room by going to the navigation center. It's a new shelter where the homeless can stay for a few months at a time and receive personalized attention. It's a centralized gateway to take people in, stabilize them, and put them on a path to housing. This, believe it or not, didn't exist before, says Sam Dodge.
We're struggling, clearly, on the street with so much inflow, so many people becoming homeless.
Dodge is the city's homeless czar. He says, like many cities, San Francisco didn't used to have a very coordinated approach to homelessness. He says the navigation center has been revolutionary. Other cities are now coming to San Francisco to see how it works. And really, Dodge says, it's kind of a no-brainer.
You go and you look at it, and it's like, oh, there's nothing magic about this. It's just a place. We have many cities have other assets that they could, you know, repurpose for this. It's the idea that's important, not the building.
San Francisco is doubling down on the idea, or rather tripling. It's planning two more navigation centers. But then there's this other problem. How do you house the people coming out of the shelter? That is where the hotels come in. The city is taking out multi-year leases on places like the Henry. Dodge says the city is committing $3 million a year to add 200 more rooms.
This is a way to really tell a story about how we can use supportive housing to solve the homeless crisis.
Dodge says it's not a quick fix. The city will have to continue assisting these new residents for years. There are on-site case managers to provide support and counseling. Loretta Olivencia directs all the services at the Henry, and she says new tenants have lots of questions.
You know, what do we do now? Now that we're here, like, where do we go? We've been on the streets for this long, and we've pretty much been fending for ourselves, so where do we go now to get food?
There are many barriers to self-sufficiency. Residents come in with trauma and substance abuse problems. They aren't used to managing money, finding steady work, or even furnishing their new place. To help new tenants like Reina Nonag get started, the Navigation Center sends them off with some practical items.
Center, they give you like a whole, what do you call that, housewarming package. And so they gave me this toaster oven, this nice soup pot, rice cooker.
For the first time in 6 years, Nonag has a safe place for her stuff. She lost most of her possessions living on the street, but not her little sound system and CDs. She tells me she likes Beethoven and Al Green. It's amazing, Nonag says. In her new home, she can put on an album whenever she wants. San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.